What did you want to be when you were 5 years old? Are you doing that work today? Many of us would say no. Not that that's a bad thing. The market for princesses is pretty exclusive, and working with dinosaurs is not, as it turns out, a thrilling, breathless adventure. Joey Ward is an exception to that trend. His career took shape when he was just 5 years old, as we'll hear in a moment. But at 31, Joey's professional path is already extraordinary. His passion is cooking, and famed Atlanta restaurateur and Top Chef fan favorite Kevin Gillespie took note. Joey is now the executive chef at Gun Show, Gillespie's eclectic eatery in Glenwood Park. As we continue our week-long celebration of food and drink here on City Lights, I spoke with Chef Joey Ward about philosophy of flavor, his career, and why he considers cooking a form of art.
Well, I think that at this level, the way that media and social norms have made it, they brought the chef to a celebrity status. I think that we are scrutinized just as much as any other art, and that they're looking for something as a consumer to excite and to leave a mark for their dining experience. I mean, it's not cheap to go out to dinner these days. And so to be able to take all five senses and try to stimulate them at once and make it taste good and make it visually appealing, the smells, the aromas, the sound of the kitchen, the sound of the environment, I think that it's just a very nuanced art form, and that it takes a lot of practice to be able to execute that at a high level. So I think that more than any other art, it's very challenging.
To get all five senses on board.
Yeah, the ability. Yeah, absolutely. The ability to try to get all five at the same time and also make a lasting impression and evoke emotion is really important to me.
Hearing you describe this, I'm picturing a theater and choreography. And in fact, at Gun Show, you engage in that.
Absolutely. Gun Show, there's no wall to hide behind. It's all a show, just like the name would imply. It's one big room, and you get to see exactly what's going on at all times. And we're all just in the moment, just plating up the dishes and serving them directly to you as the person that prepared it. So it is a performance, and we are there and very vulnerable to your scrutiny, honestly, as the guest. And we put our hearts on the plate and leave it there for you to decide if you want to try it or if you want to wait till the next one comes around. So it's definitely a performance piece for sure.
And do you ever fall flat on your face in performance?
Well, we all understand. I've been there the longest of any of the cooks. Being the executive chef, I know, and I have to coach the other guys and ladies that if each dish is not for everyone. So, you know, some people might not like squid or whatever the ingredient is. So we have to wear sort of a thick skin at times and understand that some things aren't for everyone. And we take it kind of in a stride. Absolutely.
I know in looking over the menu, which is wonderfully eclectic, I saw pig's head was one of the items. And of course, I immediately thought of Babe.
Oh, no.
And thought, I could never order that. But this whole movement with eating every part of the animal is
absolutely
quite popular now.
It is. I mean, it makes sense. You know, if the animal, you know, died, you want to make sure that we're using every bit of it and that it did not die in vain and that we can utilize every part to make something delicious and so that it didn't go to waste. And we do honor that philosophy at Gun Show and try to use every bit and really show respect to that product and that ingredient.
Interesting way of putting it. Tell us about how you arrived at Gun Show. What was your trajectory, Joey?
I knew that I wanted to be a chef. From a very, very young age, probably 4 or 5 years old. I remember one of my earliest food memories is standing next to my grandfather, who I idled. I grew up without a father figure in the earlier years, and my grandfather was really my main sense of inspiration. And he had been a cook in the Navy, when he was a younger man. And that always stuck with me. And I remember one year we went to Missouri, as my grandmother would call it, Missouri, where she was from. And we had picked this big bucket of blueberries in this field. And we went back, and the next morning we used those blueberries and we made blueberry pancakes. And I stood on a stool next to him on the counter and watched him on the stove, and we made those together. And that always stuck with me, the ability to create something and have that feeling of nurturing and being with your family and that love moment. And so that from that moment, I decided that I wanted to be just like my granddad. And I didn't want to join the Navy as a kid, so what I wanted to do was become a chef.
Well, did your mom put you to work cooking at home from the time you were five?
I was always experimenting. I wouldn't say cooking came naturally. My mother worked very hard, and so she was not always available to cook dinner, you know, but she did her best. And I knew from that early age that that's what I wanted to be, and so that put me on the path myself. And sort of fast forward a couple of years working around Atlanta, I was looking for the next step. And two positions came up that I was interested in. One was the St. Regis Hotel, which was opening new in Buckhead. It hadn't quite opened yet. And the other was a restaurant that I had never heard of called Woodfire Grill. And Kevin Gillespie emailed me back, the chef of Woodfire Grill, and said that he'd love to have me in to have a tryout to see if I could, you know, possibly be a sous chef there. Well, at the same time, I got an email from the St. Regis Hotel saying they'd love to hire me. And at the time, I made the decision to go with the St. Regis because I knew of it and it sounded more stable. About a year into my position there as sous chef, I'm watching a little show on Bravo called Top Chef. And there is Kevin Gillespie of Woodfire Grill basically dominating the entire show. And I am just kicking myself, you know.
All right, Kevin, the next one I want to talk about is your dish, the fact that you can be able to perform that without ever even really balancing or playing with the flavors before. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Thank you very much, Chef.
Michael, the flavor profile of the Uzu curd, seaweed cracker, and delicious foam was just a really great flavor combination.
And which was your favorite?
I have to say, Kevin, I thought your dish was the best one.
Congratulations, Kevin.
He was doing food that I was just thought was so creative and so inspiring. And his style is different than mine, but it's the same in that the flavor has to come first. And I found that his philosophy towards food was to respect the ingredients and to really honor them through true flavors.
How do you disrespect the ingredients?
A lot of people will just mask it with smoke and mirrors. They'll try to just do things and flavor combinations just to do them, just to be a novelty, and not to just season properly, basically, is the most honest way to cook nicely and to prepare things to a full flavor and full impact. People get lost in the presentation first and not focusing on flavors of those ingredients first. I believe that both are important, but I think that at the end of the day, the food has to taste delicious. Otherwise, you're failing.
We'll return to my conversation with Chef Joey Ward in just a moment. You are listening to City Lights on 90.1 WABE Atlanta. It's 17 minutes past 11. We're going to return now to my conversation with Joey Ward, the executive chef at Kevin Gillespie's acclaimed restaurant, Gun Show. Joey is only 31 years old, but he's already had a long and remarkable career. When we left off, Joey had just realized he had turned down a job with a literal top chef.
So watching Kevin on that show, about a year in, like I said, I actually had realized that corporate hotels were not for me. They didn't fit my style. I was working at the St. Regis one day on a Sunday, and in the restaurant, it was very slow that evening. And I got a heads up from the maitre d' that said, hey, one of the owners of Woodfire Grill is coming in with his wife to eat dinner. And he generally just likes for you to cook for him as a chef. And with that heads up, I had a couple hours notice. I put together an 8-course tasting menu off of everything we had there. It was just random things that weren't on the menu at all. We just created them, myself and the cooks, because we had extra time. And the person that was coming in was Nick Quinones. He was one of the partners at Woodfire. And I did this 8-course tasting menu for him. And at the end, he wanted to speak to me. I came out and I told him the whole story behind applying at Woodfire and told him I was ready to leave. And he did two things. He asked me how old I was, and I told him I was 22. And then he offered me a job and told me to come and meet Kevin. And
on the spot.
Yeah, he said that they had a spot open and they wanted to get me in front of Kevin and see how we clicked. And so there we were.
That is magical.
It was very serendipitous, it seemed. It kind of came full circle.
Well, obviously there was something to that 8-course menu. Do you remember?
It was just a blur at this point. You know, I was just cooking my heart out. So it obviously made an impact. I started at the lowest bottom of the totem, the way that everyone did at Woodfire. I went from sous chef at the St. Regis to the pantry guy at Woodfire Grill. Took a very large pay cut to do that, but it felt like I was being true to myself. And that has always been very important to me.
When you mentioned that the style or the philosophy at the hotel was not what meshed with yours, could you talk about that a little more? Is it a corporate approach?
It did. It felt a little disconnected. It felt like more paperwork than food and heart, you know. It seemed like everything was about numbers, which I understand. I mean, obviously it's a multi-billion-dollar situation with Starwood, and I don't mean any disrespect to them. They have a wonderful food program. It just felt like it was so big and on such a grand scale that I couldn't have affected the menu or the food the way that I wanted to personally.
So how did you go from pantry guy to getting a little closer to Kevin Gillespie?
Long days, hard work. Basically, within a year, I was promoted to sous chef at Woodfire. And I just worked my heart out. I was in there early every day, stayed late. And I was always coming up to Kevin and to the other chefs and saying, you know, I've got this idea for this dish. I've got this idea. Can we use this ingredient? And they quickly saw that I think that I wasn't going to be quiet until I got to do something creative. That's always been my passion, is the creative side of things. So, and then I was sous chef there for another year until Kevin basically decided to part ways with Woodfire Grill. And at that time, I also decided to part ways with Woodfire. Kevin, I don't know if he had plans for Gun Show just yet or if it was just time to go and find a new venture, but he went his way and then I went my own way. And we remained friends, obviously.
That was Jerry Ward, the executive chef at Gun Show in the Glenwood Park neighborhood. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Joey explains the meaning of the name Gun Show. Before the break, we heard from Chef Joey Ward about his time at Woodfire Grill and his uncertain future after the departure of Kevin Gillespie. Well, Kevin soon reached out to Joey with an unusual concept for a new restaurant.
What are you calling the restaurant? And he explained to me that the name Gun Show comes from childhood memories with his father, who worked 7 days a week, very humble upbringing, Kevin, from Middle Georgia in Locust Grove. And his dad worked very hard and rarely had time to go and do bonding trips with he and his sister. And the one rare occasion, one thing that stood out with him would be their trips to the local gun show. And so he wanted to build a restaurant that was approachable for his father as a working man, but tore down the preconceptions of fine dining and what dining out had to be, and somewhere you could come in and be comfortably uncomfortable, like the chaos that is Gun Show now, and just have it be about the food and about the delicious experience of dining with a friend or a family member or even strangers and becoming friends over a meal is something that we all share as society.
So when he did come to this temple of food that Kevin created with him in mind, do you think he felt comfortable?
I do. He's been in a few times, obviously, and Kevin Sr. is he's a man of few words, but very impactful words. And I think his blessing to Kevin means the world to him.
Because it's not easy to create the kind of food you do with fresh local as much as possible ingredients and not charge enough for the experience. And that's off-putting or not within reach of many people. How do you reconcile that?
Well, for us, the style of service is very unique. We offer what we call a dim sum style of service, where you don't actually order anything at the restaurant. You come in and you're sat at communal tables with people that you don't yet know, but usually you end up knowing by the end of the experience. And within a few moments, food is brought around to you on a tray or on a cart. There is a list, a menu on the table that has little boxes to have tally marks next to them if you decide to take the dish. Next to that are the prices of each item, so you actually know what you're getting into. You can plan your own adventure if you'd like, but for the most part, the guest seems to be taken on this wild ride of things they didn't know they wanted to try, and they end up taking and trying things that they would have never dreamed of ordering at any other restaurant because the dish comes out, you see it, you smell it, you experience the passion behind it because the person that is presenting it to you is also the cook that not only just cooked the dish, they also created the dish. And so the passion and the story behind the dish is right there in front of you. And you get to decide then if you want to try it or pass. And so you do have the ability to create your own experience. You could pass on several things and just try a few key items and leave for a very moderate price. Or you can get lost in the experience, consider it a night out at a theater, which will cost you money, an experience of artistic expression, and you can try the whole menu, go home very full, and spend a good bit of money if you get lost in the experience, which we encourage.
Getting lost in food sounds wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And to think this journey began with blueberries with your grandpa, took you through quite an apprenticeship, and ended happily ever after for you and your wife, Emily.
Absolutely.
I wish you as many decades ahead of success as you've had in your young life now.
Thank you very much, Lewis.